Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rubenson here with you, and we are closing in steadily towards opening day, just about 3 weeks away and counting down the day until the weather gets warmer and baseball season is here. To talk about spring training and update and whether Juan Soto will hit 50 home runs this year, we bring in Dave Lennon from Newsday. He's down there at the moment in Tampa covering Yankees, covering Mets in Port St. Lucie as well. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Lori, let me correct you. Not 3 weeks, 18 days.
There you go.
We're inside of 3 weeks right now, so... We can almost taste it at this point.
Absolutely. Under 3 weeks. So we're at 18 days, but who's counting until opening day? So I watched the Yankees. I've watched a handful of their spring training games, and I obviously watched today. And Juan Soto hit a blast today, 447 feet. It seems like whenever I watch, Juan Soto hits a home run. And if he's going to blast him over 440 feet, he doesn't really need the short porch at Yankee Stadium. But give me your prediction. How many home runs do you think Soto is going to hit this season?
Well, if we want to extrapolate a little to that 447, I think that would have bounced off the four train track behind the bleachers there at Yankee Stadium. So, yeah, that was a mammoth shot for your listeners who didn't get a chance to see that. Almost caused a 10-car pileup on Dale Mabry Highway. That's how far he hit it. That's no mean shot. I mean, that right field party deck,
yeah,
that's about 30 feet high out there. So it wasn't just getting it over the fence in like a line drive. That was a moonshot. But anyway, that
you know what's interesting is that, and I think you and I may, I think we've even talked about it, is, maybe the first after, I think I had you on like right after the first game that he had played. And after that game, we were talking about, you know, part of what I find so interesting is this is a 25-year-old who's capable of hitting it, you know, 447 yards, but also capable of, you know, hitting one kind of opposite field and just putting it over the fence, but also capable of drawing a key walk with that eye, you know, also capable of putting the ball in play and advancing a runner. Offensively, there's just nothing this guy can't do. What impact do you think? Well, answer my home run question, and then I'm just curious what impact you think he'll have on this lineup.
Home runs, you know, he's not a pull hitter, per se, as we know.
Right.
I mean, he's got power to kind of all fields and kind of that left center, which, you know, at Yankee Stadium is the deepest part of the park by far.
And he's really just been in his career, when I say like 50, he's been a guy who's more, you know, his highs have been more like 35 home runs. He hasn't been a 40 home run hitter, but it just, I know maybe, it's overreaction, you know, Sunday night, looking ahead to spring training, he just seems to be hitting the season in such a groove.
Yeah, I mean, I think you are closer to that with the 40 range, Lori, only because there's a number of different factors here. Obviously, it's a contract year for
him.
Yeah,
50 I might be going crazy on. But I do think that, in other words, for sure, career high, 40 home runs kind of thing. It just seems like there's something, another level in the game.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, there's different factors here. You know, so he's not a home run hitter per se, like you mentioned. But he's hitting in such a favorable situation here now because contract year is on his mind. I think he's going to be locked in with that. Number two, he's going to be hitting in front of Aaron Judge.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this is a guy who's going to get pitches to hit.
Yep.
You know, we're used to Juan Soto walking a ton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got such a great eye and he's such an on-base machine as that he'll take pitches, you know, and get on base. He's going to get strikes, you know, hitting in front of Aaron Judge. You know, people aren't going to have any choice. And, you know, what we overlooked today, just because we saw the home run, he got the Yankees' first hit, too.
Yep.
You know, he hit a 110-mile-an-hour bullet up the middle. So this guy is capable of doing damage in every way possible at the plate. You had Clark Smith calling him today probably the most advanced hitter in the game right now. Aaron Judge was saying after the game today how what he's going to do for the rest of the lineup just by grinding down pitchers from the number two spot, you're going to see that impact. Judge, Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Giancarlo Stanton, all the way down the lineup, they're going to see the impact of that. So all those things said, I think the home runs, he's going to be in a situation where he's going to be able to hit more home runs because he's going to get a lot of pitches to hit. And I think, who knows? I mean, he's such a capable hitter and such a controlled hitter, and like you just said, advanced hitter, that he may turn himself into a little bit of a guy who can kind of, he can go pull, you know, when he wants to. Today, he pulled that.
Yeah.
And Aaron Boone said that he's just a guy that he's able to watch pitches so deep, you know, get so deep in on it before he has to commit to them that, you know, it gives him power to all fields and he can see a ball deep enough to pull one like he did today.
Yeah, he murdered a baseball today, but I find it interesting. I think Aaron Judge, it's a really interesting point on Juan Soto grinding out at bats, and Yankee fans certainly know and remember fondly, you know, those 90s Yankees teams, you know, that dynasty era team into the 2000s there, they would grind out those at bats and work counts and exhaust pitchers. And I think the Juan Soto effect, yes, there's grinding out at bats and Aaron Judge is right. But do you also think that Soto's intensity and focus on every pitch and then high on base percentage could have an impact, not just that he grinds the lineup and then everybody, you know, the pitcher's tired for everybody else, so they're getting pitches to hit, but that, you know, for Yankee fans who at times have been unhappy with a lot of first pitch swinging, not advancing the runner, not, you know, where sometimes in seasons past you've seen a frustrating approach, do you think he could have a positive approach on the entire lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what a lot of fans don't see is, you know, a lot of the Yankees, you know, they talk about hitting, they talk about at-bats, they talk about pitchers, you know, whether it's before games, whether it's after games, during games, of course. So the players rub off on each other in that way. And these guys share the knowledge they have. And Soto has a wealth of knowledge for a pretty young guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he knows how to attack pitchers. He can see the weaknesses there. He can pick up sequencing of pitches. Those are things he's going to pass on to everybody he talks to in the lineup. So I've already seen a lot of interaction down here in spring training. These guys have a lot of time on their hands during spring training. Sometimes they play in games. They take days off, so they're hitting in cages constantly, live batting practice.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I'm curious, but who do you, just to follow up on that, who do you see Juan Soto talking hitting with the most? Who are some of the players? I mean, obviously Aaron Judge, but, like, besides Judge, who's he talking to about hitting the most?
Well, his locker is right next to Giancarlo Stanton, who, despite his problems, obviously, since coming to the Yankees, you know, is a pretty accomplished hitter in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen him at his best. He's a very streaky hitter, obviously. When he's healthy, He's still a very dangerous hitter. So I think you do have two guys with a pretty big wealth of knowledge there. On the other side of him is Verdugo, you know, which of course is a new player there.
Yep.
Trent Grisham is the next one down. Down the other end is where you have Judge and Rizzo and LeMahieu and Gleyber Torres. But, you know, where the situation in the clubhouse isn't quite as big of a deal as the time they're spent hanging around the batting cage.
Mm-hmm.
And the groups that these guys hit with, the outfielders hit together. So you have Judge and Soto together a ton for that.
And Verdugo also with that group.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like Verdugo's an interesting one that could be elevated just being around those other guys. Obviously, he has a lot of athletic talent, but
I mean, he had a hustle. He had a hustle infield single, you know, today that kept the rally going. So I think the lineup they had out there today was really one that was going to resemble the opening day lineup. It didn't have Volpe in it.
Yep.
Cabrera played short. So, and what I think you saw in that lineup today, Lori, was kind of a bunch of different kind of hitters in it.
Yep.
You know, you had a lot of lefty-righty balance. You had some guys in the bottom of the lineup that were very resourceful hitters.
Mm-hmm.
You had a healthy Jose Trevino in the lineup who went 2-for-2, sac fly, home run.
Yep.
You know, you had Cabrera, for what it's worth, bunt single, you know, to keep a rally going. So I think with James Rouse and the new hitting coach here, you know, I know you guys have probably read a lot about what he's talked about, the situational hitting approach he's tried to instill here, which is something that the Yankees had not been good at in recent years. So I think if you have the situational hitting in the bottom half of the order with the power and the tenaciousness and the just ball-hawking ability at the top, that's going to be a pretty potent, balanced lineup to have to deal with. So I think, you know, Soto's been huge, but if this lineup can stay healthy, it's kind of the balanced attack that the Yankees have been trying to put on the field for a while now.
Yeah, and even with the, you said, you know, stay healthy, but even with some of the expected guys who will miss games, whether that's Stanton or DJ LeMahieu.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's exciting, I think, for Yankee fans is even with those two bats out of the lineup, this is still a very deep and scary lineup, top to bottom. You mentioned Jose Trevino, and he made his spring training debut finally. As you said,
right,
you know, hit a home run. But any comments from Trevino on how he's feeling and just thoughts after the game, like how it felt to be back out there?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to him on Saturday after he had had his final rounds of, like, live batting practice and facing pitching, so to know that he was ready to go for today's debut. And he was really excited to get back in. You know, you don't really – players a lot of times are pretty businesslike and, you know, going – not going through the motions, but as far as, you know
– playing it cool a little bit. Playing it cool.
Working, reaching, the whole thing. Trevino was generally excited to play this exhibition game, you know, which you don't really see for Grapefruit League games. But he was pretty fired up. It kind of felt like an opening day for him to finally get back in there. And, yeah, he was a total go. I mean, he's totally healthy. He threw out a base runner today. So, you know, the defense was there, too. So, yeah, he's 100%. And as far as first days go, he couldn't have had a better one. So I think that's a huge plus. If the Yankees can have, you know, the all-star Jose Trevino they had 2 years ago, you know, that's really going to help out a catching position that was really kind of a catastrophe for them last year.
Yeah, suddenly it looks a little bit with, you know, a prospect in Austin Wells, with Orsak, it looks like it's a position, Torrens, like suddenly this is a position of depth. Talking to Dave Lennon about spring training, and what did you see out of Clark Schmidt today? Obviously, he was a starting pitcher. And whether you want to call him the number five starter, wherever you want to put him within that rotation, this is with so many of the question marks from a health or performance standpoint of some of the better known players. He's an important guy. What did you see out of him, and what's fair in terms of expectations for Clark Schmidt this season?
Well, for anybody watching the game today, and certainly for me watching in the press box, you know, I was a little concerned.
Did not start well for people who didn't watch the game.
When they were kind of whacking him around in that first inning, because, you know, Clark Schmidt has pitched pretty well this spring, and the Yankees have been pretty high on what he's how he's performed. You know, how he explained it afterwards, he said with Trevino he was working on more sequencing of his pitches, you know, trying some new sequences, mixing things up, and he said that that really wasn't working out too well. So this really wasn't kind of regular season in-game mode, you know, lock in, figuring how to get these guys out. It was kind of mixing his pitches in, getting jumped a couple times on fastballs. The guys, you know, guys were attacking. So the first inning he came out, you know, after 27 pitches, which you can do in spring training. And then he just came back in the second inning. And he was much better after that. You know, they kind of just abandoned, you know, the experimental phase of the game and just kind of went out and tried to get people out. So he felt much better at that point. But Clark Schmidt, he's going to be a pretty important factor for this team, because I'm kind of wondering where Rodon's going to wind up here.
Yeah.
You know, with the way these guys have been lined up and the way that they've relied on Stroman and Cortez, you know, Boone said the other day that Sunday and Monday, that Stroman and Cortez were going to stay in Tampa and pitch. You know, a lot of the Yankees are going to be going to Mexico City because they're going to be lining up for that Houston series. And if those guys pitch on Sunday and Monday and go Stroman, Cortez, that could make them the number two and three starters behind Cole. Now, what happens with Rodon? Now, they've moved his schedule around so much. They gave him a whole week off now before he pitches on Wednesday because they think that might help him get his velocity up. But I think you can envision a scenario where they just go with these four guys and Schmidt as four for that Houston series, and then then pick up Rodon after that. You know, it really depends on whether or not Rodon gets it together. And this next start is a pretty big one for him on Wednesday.
Yeah, with Rodon struggling the way he has been, and other than his first start of spring training, which actually looked pretty good, I was optimistic for Yankee fans after that one. But as you say, part of what was troubling with the last one was the velocity being down. And with Rodon pitching as poorly as he did last year and struggling now in spring training and velocity down, it is just spring training, but with those concerns and Marcus Stroman suddenly looking like your number two starter, and he's been a guy that we know certainly has talent, but has an injury history himself and was a pitcher that Brian Cashman didn't think was good enough to trade for the postseason a few years ago, and now suddenly this is your number two starter. What's plan B here if a guy like Rodon turns out to be kind of busts again? And Clark Schmidt is suddenly, so now you're relying on that Stroman is your number two, Cortez, who's coming off an injury and issues himself, is three. Clark Schmidt, who has pitched well in spring training and looked good last year, but like is a young guy, doesn't have a long track record of success, that's your four. Where do the Yankees go beyond that?
Well, remember that Soto guy we were talking about earlier in the show?
Yeah.
Well, he cost the Yankees their whole roster of pitching depth to get him,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is fine for me. You know, I think
you had to do it.
Was worth it, you know, for sure. But, you know, now the Yankees are getting really thin on the back end there. You know, now you're running into the Clayton Beaters and you're running into the Lewis Heels mm-hmm. again as your depth. And, you know, the Yankees, depending on how these guys shape up, you know, are really steering themselves towards needing to trade for some pitching help when they get deeper into the season. You know, if this doesn't pan out over the first couple months, then you're going to see them. They're going to have to find somebody that they can make a deal for. You know, they're still standing firm on Blake Snell. You know, that there's been no movement.
Even if it's not Snell, which I think I would do if that contract dropped to something that was, you know, one of these 3-year deals with opt outs or something like that. But even if it's not Snell, you know, whether it's somebody else, you know, who's still out there as a free agent. Wouldn't it make sense for them to add some pitching depth now when it costs you money? And yes, there's opportunity costs of a draft pick, but versus if you have to trade for a pitcher in season, you're competing with every other contender, and now it's going to cost you more prospects.
Right. I mean, it's just I think how they feel now and the way they've shaped up roster-wise and who they can add to it. I think that they, you know, want to see what they have here. You know, if there becomes a reason to sound the alarm on Rodon, which they're not quite yet, they see themselves as set up okay, with the rotation they currently have with a couple other guys on the back end there. So for right now, I don't really think it's a pressing thing. I think they can wait to see what happens towards spring as it gets later in spring training. Where guys do become available, where guys get released, don't make rosters, and then you might have a chance to add some depth then.
Yeah.
But for right now, I think it's still going to be another week or so before you see some movement along those lines. But you know that the pitching depth is a serious concern. I think for them because if things go wrong injury wise, they just don't have a lot of backup in that area.
Yeah. With a lineup that looks like World Series caliber and a starting rotation that certainly does not. All right, a couple of Mets questions before I let you go. Switching to the Mets. So I know that you've covered Luis Severino for years now, obviously up and down with the Yankees. He's looked really good with the Mets so far this spring, but help out Mets fans. How does Severino look to you as a longtime watcher? And is there anything you can read from it? Because it's just spring training, but what does he potentially mean to the Mets?
It's health, you know? Yeah. I mean, health is everything with Severino. When he's been healthy, you know, he's an ace caliber guy, you know? There was a little bit more of a problem last year because of the tipping thing he was running into. Because, I mean, his velocity, he was still among one of the hardest throwers in the game. I mean, he was in the top, mm-hmm. I don't know, 4th percentile of pitchers with his velocity, which is averaging like 90, 97. So he's throwing just as hard as he ever has. And his pitches are moving the same, too. You know, I think what he's trying to do has become a little more unpredictable. He thinks he has the tipping thing figured out. He's worked really hard to just keep the delivery the same. He's mentioned that a number of times. The problem was he was kind of hurrying his delivery when he was throwing breaking pitches, and so that was kind of tipping people off on what was coming. He's also tried to throw more of a sinker, which mm-hmm. is something that he didn't really throw. So that's something he's tried to incorporate more this spring, and I think that's helped. And we asked him, we said, oh, why are you trying to, you know, use that pitch more? And he said, hitters are good up here. I have to start switching it up, you know, and not become as predictable. But, you know, again, you know, when Severino is feeling good and he's healthy, I think he can be a real front line of the rotation guy. And I think that's what the Mets are banking on. But we just haven't seen that from Severino for quite some time. And he was a mess, you know, towards the end of last year. I think part of that, and he's talked about this, and I've talked about it with him since he arrived over at Mets camp in spring. You know, I think it was time for a change of scenery for him. Mm-hmm. You know, he mentioned that it was good to get a new set of eyes on him, you know, with Hefner. So I think that, and he's also been reunited with a longtime guy he knew at the Yankees, Jose Rosado, who's the Mets bullpen coach. He was in the Yankees development system for a long time when Severino was down there. So he knows Severino really well, too. So he's done a lot of work with him. So I think there's a real comfort factor for him, even though he's coming to a new team with the Mets. And I think Severino, he's always been an extremely competitive guy. And I think he understands he's got a lot to prove this year. And I think that chip on his shoulder a little bit, I think could be helpful, too.
All right, last one before I let you go. How confident are you in Brett Baty and Mark Vientos being the answer for the Mets at third base and DH?
That's a loaded question to finish up with there, Laurie, let me tell you.
I end with the hard ones.
I feel like I need like a magic eight ball to like come up to the answer for that one. For people that have watched Baty from the time the Mets have been on TV, you know, they're on SNY quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I think you've liked what you've seen from him so far. You know, I think he's played pretty well. You know, I think there's kind of a lightness about him, you know, that you know, last year, you know, they were just kind of yanked around a little bit, both him and Vientos. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't quite sure where they stood, even though they had both had great springs. I think Mendoza's done a really good job, you know, kind of building them up. You know, he realizes, certainly in Baty's case, and I wrote about this a little in the spring, that, you know, he's taken Baty aside and just tried to, you know, get him to have a little fun, you mm-hmm. know, because Baty is a guy, as we saw last year, Laurie, really just got inside his own head. And when things went south for him, he just couldn't get out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, he was so psychologically beaten down. He beat himself down. It wasn't a great atmosphere with him. You know, as we know, I think Buck can be a little harder on some of the younger players, trying to figure out where they stand. I think Mendoza's done a really good, I'm not going to say kind of cheerleading job, but I think he's done a really good job just trying to recognize them as still young guys and trying to kind of boost them up. And I mm-hmm. think with Baty, it's been working. Vientos, a little bit of a different case because they're trying to get him in as a DH.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to be a two-way player like Baty is. But, you know, he's shown flashes.
He had a home run today.
Right. He's shown flashes of the power that he has,
yeah.
which is massive. You know, so I think if you see these two guys, you know, have the confidence, like I said, they're having a lot more fun this spring, even though, like, they performed great last year. They seem to have the weight of the world on them. This year, I think they know they're going to have a spot to open the season, and I think that's allowed them to relax a little bit and just play. And I think we may get a chance to see what these guys can do when they can just play and not just have to worry about, you know, thinking too much about stuff, wondering if they're going to play. When are they going to be in the lineup? Because I think that was an issue with those guys last year. So we'll see. I mean, the Mets are putting a lot of faith in them, you know, to give them positions on this roster right out of spring. So we'll see what they do with them.
All right. Dave Lennon from Newsday. Great stuff. You should be reading him at Newsday, following him online. Dave, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
My pleasure, Laurie. Have a great night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.